friend that I'm zochet to hear chokhmah from every day. A dear friend of mine, Benan Shel Kedoshim, Rav Moshe Bamberger is the mashgiach in Landau College for Men, Beis Medrash of Talmud, and he's here tonight, Be'ezat Hashem. He's also a magachir of the Daf Yomi, so we're sharing the simcha together. So we're going to hear some Dibrei Chizuk, Be'ezat Hashem, and afterwards we're going to be mechabed him with the Hadran. It's been a long masechta. We got a few longer ones to go. So without further ado, I want to call up Rav Bamberger to say
a few words. We also like to donate on behalf of the Kiyla, the next Masifta version, Baba Metzia. Rav Shalom in good health and continue Mechayel L'chayel.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Come on.
Rishos Yedidi, Rav Alba Shlita, I have the privilege of sitting next to every day in yeshiva and being nana together with all of the bachurim. Can I stop speaking like a Sardi? Right, everyone knows how to. Yeah, everyone knows Ashkenaz, right? So let's just be comfortable. It's my zchut to be every day in yeshiva next to Rav Elbaz, and it's your zchut to have him as a rav and as a magid shir and as a posek. And I want to wish mazel tov to everybody that participated every single day, or even sporadically in the daf. It's a tremendous plus. And I just want to share with you a little divrei chizuk. When I was a young child, I grew up in Long Beach, Long Island, and my father, Olav Shalom, was a businessman. And he did a lot of business in the Far East, in the Philippines, in Korea, in Hong Kong. And he was in the plastic business. And one day he comes home. He knew that I liked fishing very much. I would fish a lot because there was a lot of the pier by Long Beach, a lot of fish. I went out on boats. So he got an offer from one of the companies that he was doing business with that if you go all the way out to Montauk, Long Island, which is, I weighed it before, it's about 2 hours from here. It's all the way out on the tip of Long Island, the other tip of Long Island. There was going to be a boat, and they're going to go out fishing, professional fishing, and there's going to be a lot of other businessmen. It would be an opportunity for my father to network, and I would get to fish, and it was going to be Main Elam Habba. So we left early Sunday morning, and we went all the way out to the end of Long Island. And we got there, it was a beautiful day, and we got on the boat, and there were very fancy Korean people. It was all Koreans, the whole boat, pretty much. And the very upper-class Koreans. And we went on the boat, I got my fishing rod, and we went deep into the Atlantic Ocean. I'm used to going on like the little areas that are more calm, but this was deep out in the ocean. All of a sudden, it started pouring. And the boat started to go back and forth and back and forth. And I was so sick. Not just me. My father was very sick. The entire boat was just, I can't describe in a Beit Midrash what people were doing on that boat, but it was a terrible, terrible scene. And we were begging the captain, just please go back. Nobody's fishing. Nobody's enjoying themselves. Any business that could have been made, nobody cared about. And he wouldn't go back. He gets paid to stay out on the sea for whatever amount of hours he was supposed to. And it was literally, it was one of the most difficult experiences of my life. And finally, we came back to sea and everybody like instinctively just ran to the ground and just like tried to get their bearings on what's called terra firma, like on dry ground without the tossing and the turning of the high seas. And it was a big Musar Haskel that what happens when you're out in the ocean, when there's stormy weather, stormy, choppy seas, and everything is turbulent, everything else doesn't matter. There's nobody cares about money, nobody cares about kavod, everybody is just scared for their life and scared for their health. There's a Gemara that we learned in the Daf a couple of days ago on Kufta Zayinim Abeis and Baba Kama. The Gemara speaks about this a little bit, and it says that what happens if, let's say you're on a boat, And the boat, there's a sara, there's a gale force wind, a storm. And you have, they want to unload all of the heavy things on the boat because otherwise it's going to capsize. You have to, when things are getting, when the boat's about to go down, you want to get rid of all of the heavy stuff on the boat because otherwise it sinks the boat and you're already halfway down the water. It's not a good place to be. So if, let's say, I have 100 pounds of gold and you have 100 pounds of lead or of copper or barzel, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't, you can't, I can't say, well, listen, I'm putting 100 pounds of gold, which is worth $10 million. You have to take not just your 100 pounds of barzel, which is worth $1,000. You have to take everything. No, it's a pound for a pound. On a boat, when it's about to go down, nobody cares about your gold. Couldn't care less. It's a pound to a pound. Gold has absolutely zero value when you're about to die. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. That's not what a person's mind is on. We're living today, as we know, in very, very turbulent seas. Klal Yisrael is suffering to a degree that we haven't suffered perhaps since the Shoah. What happened on Simchat Torah was, I don't even have a word for it, horrific, tragic, those are cheap words. We don't have words to describe what happened. Over 1,000 people, 1,200, 1,300 Yidden were killed, but in the most horrific of ways. And then at Ayyim, there are hostages as we speak that are suffering unspeakable horrors. And then we thought that maybe people would have sympathy for us, but that didn't work out too well. It lasted maybe a few days, a few weeks maybe, and now the whole world is so against us, and anti-Semitism is unleashed throughout the entire world. Every single country, civilized or uncivilized, are making these marches with tens of thousands of people with Palestinian flags from the river to the sea. We're on very, very turbulent, stormy seas right now. The boat of Klal Yisrael, the ship of Klal Yisrael, is teetering. And when things are teetering, that means that we have to have a different change of perspective. Money has to take a back seat for the time being. Kavod has to take a back seat. We have to grab onto things that are real. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. When things are choppy, He always wants this from us. But we are supposed to be taking messages from these experiences that we have to stop the gold and the lead, and it's all the same. It doesn't matter right now. We have to survive. We have to get out of this matzav. And we have to hold on to something that's permanent, that's real, that's kadosh, that's holy. Who started Daf Yomi? Whose brainchild was this? There was a man by the name of Rav Meir Shapiro, who was a genius. He was a Rosh Hashiva in Lublin, in Poland. And he was a young man who only died in his 40s, 50s. He was a very, very young man when he died. He was already a very accomplished person. He was he was a speaker in the Polish parliament. He was a wonderful orator, brilliant Talmud Chacham. We have Svarim of his, we have Tshuvot of his. And Rav Meir Shapiro decided that Klal Yisrael needs to learn Torah, and they need to learn Torah together. And his dream was that every single day, every single Jew in the world, whoever can, would learn the same exact daf. And he had a vision that if a Jew from America was on the same boat as a Jew from Poland, a Jew from Russia, a Jew from Germany, they would be able to sit and go to the same shir together and talk and learning together, because now not only is Klal Yisrael united because we are of the same people, but we're united because we're on the same page, literally. We are on the same Daf Gemara. Rav Meir Shapiro introduced this concept at the Aguda Knesia Gedola in 1923 in Vienna. If anyone has, I'm sure everybody's seen that famous video clip that they found of the Chafetz Chaim walking into a Knesia Gedola. That was actually that same convention where Rav Meir Shapira was going to introduce the concept of Daf Yomi to Klal Yisrael. And it's interesting, the people that were organizing this convention, they asked him before he spoke, like, what's your speech going to be about? And he said, I had an idea. Every day, every Jew is going to learn the same daf. We're going to start this Rosh Hashanah with brachot, daf beis. And they didn't like the idea at all. You know, there's always, things get killed. Things die in committee. If you have too many committees, it's not good. And they said, no, it's a horrible idea. It's never going to fly. Who's going to do this? And he said, well, I'd like to introduce. So, well, you know, this is our show. You're not going to introduce something that's not. So he says, listen, he says, I'll take full credit and blame for it, but let me do it. They said, all right, but it's on you. This is not on us. And interestingly, he went over to the Chafetz Chaim, who was at this Knesia, at this convention, and he says to the Chafetz Chaim, this is my idea. Chafetz Chaim has a brilliant idea. He says, I want the Chafetz Chaim to introduce it because I'm a young rabbi. No one's going to listen to me. Not everybody knows my name. Everybody knows the Chafetz Chaim's name. If you introduce it, people are going to really take it on. He says, no, it's your idea. You should introduce it. You're Talmud Chacham. You're known. It's yours. You do it. He says, but no one's going to listen to me. He says, listen to me. Do exactly what I'm going to tell you to do. You're going to come in to the convention tonight to introduce it, but you're going to come in 10 minutes after I'm already seated at the dais. So there was a dais, and there was a Chafetz Chaim, and there were other Gedolei Yisrael that were there, and Rav Meir Shapira didn't come in with everybody else. He came after everybody was seated, and the Chafetz Chaim was seated. And then Rav Meir Shapira walked onto the stage, and the Chafetz Chaim saw him. He stood up. When the Chafetz Chaim stood up, all the Gedolei Yisrael stood up on the dais. When all the Gedolei Yisrael stood up on the dais, the entire Knesset Gedolei stood up, and then he spoke. The brilliance of the Chafetz Chaim, and because of that, everybody in the room was electrified. When he came and presented this brilliant idea, people said, we're going to do it. And it took off like wildfire from the Hasidish Rebbes in Poland and Russia to the Yekis, the German Jews, in Frankfurt and Würzburg and throughout the entire world, people were sinning that Rosh Hashanah on brachas. I think I heard once that the Ger Rebbe in Poland, the night of Rosh Hashanah, he said, get me a brachas gemara. What does the Rebbe need a brachas? I'm starting Daf Yomi. And when the Rebbe of Ger starts Daf Yomi, then all the Hasidim start Daf Yomi. So there's a tremendous run on all the brachas. They couldn't get a brachas gemara in the whole Ger because everybody wanted to learn the Daf, because the Rebbe was learning the Daf. He was Zeicha, Rav Meir Shapira. He didn't live so long, but he was Zeicha to see the first Siyam HaShas of Daf Yomi. And at that Siyam HaShas, he spoke. And he said the following. There's a Gemara deep at the end of Yevamot. Sechas Yevamot is a long Mesechta at the Montauk of Yevamot. You have to drive till the end of Yevamot, and that's where you're going to hit this Gemara. It's a gem of a Gemara. Listen to what the Gemara says. One time, Rabbi Gamliel, the great Tana, he said that I was on a boat, I was on a ship, and I saw another ship bobbing in the distance. And there was a great Talmud Chacham on board that ship. The Talmud Chacham we might have heard of, his name is Rabbi Akiva. And I saw, tragically, that the boat started capsizing, the boat started sinking. And I was nervous. I was nervous, what's going to be with Rabbi Akiva? The next day, the Gemara says that he was sitting, Rabbi Gamliel was sitting and being done a din Torah, he's talking in halacha, and in walks Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva survived, even though he saw the boat go down, and he said, Rabbi Akiva, how did you survive? I saw your boat sinking yesterday. And Rabbi Akiva says the following. The boat went down. but daf shel sfina nizdamenli. There was one of the boards, the ship started breaking apart. A board of the ship, a daf shel sfina, I happened to have been able to catch. And the kalgal v'gal, every single wave that was coming over me, I bobbed under the wave. I was holding on to this board, and I was able to survive. That's what Gemara says. Rameh Shapira says, you know what this Gemara means? Rabbi Akiva was living in such turbulent times. Rabbi Akiva was living in the times of the Churban Bayasheni. The Romans came in, and they destroyed the Bayasheni, the beautiful bayis that the Gemara says, whoever didn't see such a bayis b'yamav, layra bayis b'yamav. If a person didn't see the beautiful binyan of Hordus in his lifetime, he never saw any fine architecture in his whole life. It was the most amazing structure. And it was torched by the Romans, and then they killed hundreds of thousands of Yidden. And it was the most tragic time in history. We know that. And then after the Churban, then Rabbi Akiva, of course, was Meiser Nefesh. He taught Torah. He was caught. And then they burned him at the stake. But before that, while he was going through all this suffering, he said to Rabbi Gamliel, using the boat as a metaphor, this is how Rameh Shapira understood this Gemara, that the boat was sinking. Klal Yisrael's ship was going down. There was one thing that I'm able to survive with. Everything else is tossing and turning. The gold is being thrown over because nobody cares about gold right now. That's not important. When we're living in crisis, we don't care about gold. Gold and lead is really the same exact thing. It's just dead weight. There's one thing that saves my life. There's one thing that every yid has to grab onto, and that's the daf. The daf means a board, but it also means, of course, a page. Daf yaymi. Daf shel sfina nizdamenli, says Rabbi Akiva. I had a page of Gemara, one page and another page and another page, and I grabbed onto it for dear life. This was my lifeline. Val kol gal v'gal, every wave that was crashing against me, all the gayim that were trying to do me in, I was able to go under the wave, hold on to the daf, and be able to survive. And this is what we have today. These are times that we have to appreciate the gift that Rameh Shapira gave us, the ability every single day to have a daf gemara to hold on to. You have an amazingly talented and wonderful Talmud Chacham to learn by, to hear his shiurim, to be nana from him. What else do you have? Is there a nicer thing in the world that a person can do than to come at night to a shiur, listen to a geshmaka magid shiur, and every night get another daf gemara? There's nothing nicer. In good times, there's nothing nicer. But in times like this, in stormy times that everything is tossing and turning, and we're looking for permanence, we're looking for a connection to Hashem, we're looking to do tshuva, we're looking for something that we could spare ourselves and save our families and save our communities. There's nothing nicer than the daf shel sfina, than this boat's daf, the daf that we're able to come together and learn together, enjoy together, chazer together, make a siyum Baruch Hashem together. What is chus to be able to, if not for Meir Shapira, I ask you, would anyone in this room, myself included, could we have finished Bava Kama without the system of Daf Yomi? Or any of the Masechtas and Shas? How many people in the world are making siyum on Bava Kama in general? It's because of the brilliance of Meir Shapira that we're able one day at a time to get another daf, and another daf, and another daf, until we're able to stand here tonight and be zeichet to make a siyum together. Without any further ado, I think Rabbi Elbaz was mechabed me to make a siyum, and it's a big kavod, but I want to first wish everybody in the room mazal tov, whether or not you're being mesayim, or whether or not you're just joining for the simcha, you also get credit for being here. And the Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zeichet to make many, many siyumim, and we should be zeichet to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meir b'yamin, amen, amen.